Most of the Midwest will likely experience a favorable mix of weather for much of the next 2 weeks, but we are going to have to deal with a little bit of excessive moisture still in the lower parts of the region for another few more days. Rain will occur from Kansas and Missouri into parts of Kentucky and southern parts of Indiana, southern Ohio as we go forward through this next two-day period. The precipitation will be significant enough to maintain the wet conditions that have been common across the region periodically here over the past few weeks. And so field work will be on hold for a while longer. It's still rather mild across the region. Today, we're expecting to see the temperatures only warm slightly because of the cloudiness and the precipitation that will occur across the region. It won't be as cold as it was in the upper parts of the Midwest, but certainly cool enough to restrict any drying between the rain showers that occur across the region. High temperatures out in that region today will be confined mostly to upper 50 and 60 degree readings. That's fairly chilly for this time of the year, no matter how you look at it. The warm-up will be fairly slow. Tomorrow we'll see temperatures again upper 50s and lower 60s across a big part of the lower Midwest. Obviously, we'll still have cloudiness around, and the cool air will begin to abate after that. We'll get back into the 60s on Wednesday afternoon, and then we'll rise back into the lower 70s as we get out towards the latter part of this week. The warmest weather will hold off until sometime next week. Maybe early this weekend we could see some temperatures getting over 80 degrees in parts of Kansas and Missouri, but for areas east of the Mississippi River, probably not going to see that happen until the earliest being Monday, and then we'll look for temperatures to be fairly warm next week, and that should help to accelerate some of the drying while we enjoy some drier biased conditions. There will be a second disturbance that will occur this week in parts of the lower Midwest. This disturbance will come into the region from the southern plains and the lower Mississippi River Basin area, and we'll expect that to take place as we go mostly into the day on Thursday. There will be a little bit of precipitation that will still linger on Friday as well. So there'll be a two-day period of dry weather. This will occur mostly Wednesday and Thursday, and then late Thursday, that disturbance will start to come up into Kentucky and spread a little bit of cloudiness and shower activity north of the Ohio River, but not very far. Most of the precipitation will stay south of I-70, and we'll expect to see the precipitation most significant in Kentucky, where there'll be some 1 to 2 and local 3-inch amounts of rainfall. Today and tomorrow's heaviest rains, by the way, will be in Kansas and Missouri, where we'll see some 1 to 3-inch rain totals there. That includes what has already occurred overnight. And we'll expect to see much lighter amounts of precipitation the further east you travel across the lower Midwest. So if you're in southern Ohio, you might not see much more than 3/4 of an inch of rain from this first round of precipitation, but you could see that doubled with the second round of moisture. The best drying conditions will then occur from probably Sunday through Wednesday of next week, when we'll probably see a lot of sunshine and that warm weather will be with us at that point. For the upper Midwest, of course, the big news over the weekend was the frost and freezes that occurred. Temperatures were as cold as 21 degrees in the southeast corner of Wisconsin, 23 degrees in eastern North Dakota. These temperatures are cold enough to cause permanent damage to some crops, and replanting may be necessary. However, those temperatures are extremes. They do not represent the majority of the temperatures that occurred over the weekend. Most were in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and there's a lot of crop that will come through this period without having to be replanted. We'll see more and more of the assessments from this as we go forward through this week, but we don't believe the situation was as bad as it could have been. So the temperatures in the upper Midwest will turn a little warmer slowly this week, and they will have very good planting weather with no precipitation for almost a week from Wednesday of this week to Tuesday of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.